We wanted to take a look to determine whether or not we actually could issue a tablet-like device as a viable computing device by role for people in the FAA. And by role, what I'm saying is, let's take, for example, a maintenance technician. They lug around a 7-pound mobile data terminal. It's a specially configured laptop today. And by the end of a long day, they're climbing up and down the sides of hills and mountains and stuff to get to various navigational aids or radar equipment. That thing gets pretty heavy. Plus which, many of the times, it's not a wireless device. So if they find that they need a document or some type of publication or something and they didn't preload it before they headed out into the field on that day, they can't get access to it that day. We're trying to see if a device like a tablet device, like the iPad, could actually serve them well, and could it actually do everything they need in a computing device as we move forward. In order for us to determine that it is a viable device, we basically have to answer a couple key questions. First of all, we have to figure out, can we support these things? So those would be the types of activities that any IT organization in a federal agency would normally do. Can we maintain them from a pure maintenance standpoint? Can we configure them? Can we support them if they break or if they need some type of additional equipment or add-on or something like that? The other big area is security. And basically, we have to determine, are these devices secure? Can we secure them in compliance with NIST, FISMA, and any other rules and regulations that a federal agency, IT organization, has to comply with?
Now, you've kicked off this pilot. You're going through a second or third wave. How many people are a part of the pilot so far? And you put down some specific requirements for the business units to use the iPad.
We structured these program in the following manner. Each pilot team consists of 8 people. There are 3 teams, which means 24 people across 3 teams in a pilot group. And we're up to about 18 groups. So that each team has to then address a single and specific business objective. For example, one of the teams is looking at reach back to FAA documents. In the example I gave about the maintenance folks, our ability to actually deliver to a wireless tablet, we don't know whether that will work in every case. Do we have enough bandwidth? What kind of speed do they get? Will they be waiting half a day to get all the manuals they need to do the job? That type of thing. So that's a specific example. Other examples, our incident response team has some custom applications. So what we're looking at is, can we reconfigure those custom applications to operate on the iPad or any other tablet device? Another team, so that each team then, across all these 18 teams, we've got a collection of business objectives that when you add them together will represent pretty much everything we'd want a computing device to do in support of an employee of the FAA.
The big issue we hear time and again is security of these devices. What are you guys doing around security? How are you dealing with that issue?
Because we have not issued any type of authority to operate, these are being treated as exploratory devices under a pilot program, and they are not connected to, I repeat, not connected to the FAA network. I don't want any of your listeners to suddenly worry that we may be introducing a security vulnerability into the national airspace system. Absolutely not possible. The national airspace system itself is not connected to the internet. We're working with our security professionals. They've first taken a look at the devices. They were able to hack the device, and they're helping guide us so that as they find vulnerabilities, they're giving us guidance in this is how we can address that particular vulnerability.
Now, in fact, you mentioned during your presentation today at the Federal Senior Management Conference about the use of some third-party apps to secure email. Even one small subgroup of the pilot are using the VPN. Give me a sense of those two things.
We have used some software that we were already using to support our usual VPN access inside the FAA network. So we've worked with both the vendor and with our own internal technical folks, and we have put that little application on the iPad. We then have a handful of teams that can use that software, which is secure and is encrypted, to access their desktop inside the FAA network. And we also have been looking at a number of third-party applications. The power of the structure of our pilot teams is that we've got 170 folks, and we kind of turned them loose. We said, hey, go to the App Store, go to the Apple App Store, download applications, and figure out, are any of these useful? And if so, let us know. We constructed a user forum, and that user forum is where they share what they've learned about things. This is not an endorsement, but things like the Good Reader, which is an application, a third-party application that has proven very useful to a lot of the pilot teams in reading documents, PDF files, and email.